For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The Missouri House has advanced a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent. The GOP-led House gave the proposal initial approval in a voice vote yesterday. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 15 states have adopted similar provisions. Federal law prevents states from moving to daylight saving time permanently, so the Missouri bill would only take effect if Congress changes federal law. Missouri House members are upset with the head of the state's Labor Department after the agency placed liens on the properties of some people who mistakenly received unemployment benefits. Lawmakers told Labor Director Anna Hugh Tuesday that they believe the agency agreed last month to stop or slow down collections of unemployment benefits. The legislature is considering a bill requiring the state to forgive most of the federal payments, which increased drastically during the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Mike Parson has said he wants the state to get back the state's portion of the benefits. Hugh said Tuesday the agency has fully stopped the collection process and will withdraw some court cases that were filed. A former Ashland police chief has received a settlement in a lawsuit he filed after he said he was removed from his job because he refused a request from the mayor to remove a girlfriend from the mayor's house. Former police chief of Ashland, Lynn Wolford, received over $112,000 in a settlement. Neither side admitted wrongdoing in the settlement. Wolford said in February of 2020, Mayor Gene Rohr asked the officers to be sent to his home to remove Rohr's girlfriend. Wolford refused to remove her, but sent officers to keep the peace. Despite a strong show of support from Ashland residents, the Board of Aldermen voted in June to replace Wolford as chief. The Missouri tourist town of Branson is ditching its mask mandate early after electing a new mayor who ran on a platform that called for doing away with it. Newly elected Mayor Larry Milton said that the, quote, city heard your voices loud and clear after the Board of Aldermen voted 6-0 on Tuesday night to repeal the public masking ordinance effective Friday. The ordinance was first enacted July 31st after extensive discussion amid rising COVID-19 case counts. Last month, the Board of Aldermen voted 4-2 to repeal it, but delayed implementation until May 24th to allow Branson's tourism industry an opportunity to vaccinate its frontline workers. But that wasn't fast enough for Branson voters. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.